Okay.
Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning, Saturday, February 26th. Golf Club online at radiogolfclub.com. If you'd like to listen at home later on, it'll be archived there and podcast from iTunes as well as for your smartphone at Stitcher Radio. It's a very cool app. What it does is it just streams a radio show straight through your phone. It doesn't take up any memory. You know how boring that is when you have to download something. No, it doesn't do that. Thank you for stopping in to the Golf Club. And Ida Suntody always provides me with inspiration in the morning, so I want to pass that on to you. I start each day by doing what's necessary, a first, and then I do what is possible. And then I have a clear mental focus for doing the impossible, which, of course, feels like every day. So just remember, it's going to be great. Oh, by the way, Forest Avenue is closed. There's a huge water main break for a while. Ala Moana Boulevard was closed. But now all lanes of Ala Moana are open, and they're just dealing that break on Forest. And then in Kaneohe, they've got a water main break, a 30-inch break, on Kamehameha Highway in Kaneohe Town. Kahuku Bound, the right lane, is closed just after Like Like. Our guest this morning in the clubhouse, Ann Laughlin, LPGA, PGA teaching professional, and she's the author of a very fun, insightful little book called The Golf Letters, Tea Tales. Can't wait to talk to her. She's waiting for us right now. Craig Trenholm, senior superintendent at Kaanapali Golf Course, will join us. Bob Bubka, he'll have tales from Accenture, of course. Michael Patrick Shields, our travel correspondent, he's in Telluride. Michael, how do you do it? Okay, and Matt Skinner, the executive director of sales and marketing in Telluride, will be joining us to tell us all about the celebrity gossip. Not that we really want to know. Who cares already? It's gotten out of hand. Thank you to the people who make this show possible. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge. These guys, work and product, you can depend on Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection, get the star team on your property. Whether you need protection, you know, your neighborhood, your building, your shopping center, whatever you've got, an event you're going to do, yes, you need star protection. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. They achieve results at Moon Physical Therapy. Hip replacement, knee surgery, you just hurt yourself, your swing. I can't move my back. Go see Julie Moon at Moon Physical Therapy. Poipu Bay Golf Course for special values and packages. Both for Kama'aina and visitors alike. The number is 742-8711. 742-8711. Poipu Golf Course is Kauai's South Shore gem, and it's open after an 8-month greens replacement. Excellent. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth. That's what we say about just about every place in Hawaii, don't we? Yeah, it's maybe downtown Kaka'ako. Okay, Ann Laughlin, the owner of Laughlin Golf, is a professional instructor. She is a writer. She's a speaker. Ann's passion is making golf fun. This is a soulmate of mine, okay? When I saw that, I went, all right, I'm reading her book, and I'm going, this is too good. This is awesome. I mean, you talk in here about something that Barney Adams and I had a conversation about. It was it's called Another Tea Story. And it's in this lovely book called The Golf Letters, Tea Tales. This one goes like this. Another time I was practicing for a tournament while living in Austin, Texas. I went to play by myself so I could practice. However, I was paired with another man, which is common. Don't worry about that, ladies. You know, do it. Just get out there. Have fun. So after the pleasantries, I headed toward the white tees to hit. He immediately piped up with, hey, you're supposed to hit from the red tees. I said, this is what Ann said, I think I'll just try one from here. I proceeded to stripe one down the fairway, about 240 yards, and he said in awe, oh, You must be a professional. It was very cute, goes on Anne, and it's rather interesting how the tee boxes are viewed. We really need to have people teeing off on certain tee boxes according to their handicap or scoring level rather than their gender. And Barney Adams and I were talking about just that, to fix the game of golf. We really need to, really work on that. You know, that and so many other things, and I want to talk about that. But you have a master's degree as a Class A membership and Class A membership in both the LPGA and PGA of America. What did you get your master's degree in?
Yes, good morning. Thank you. I appreciate that. My master's was in administration, Danielle. I like to tell people that I studied leisureology. I studied people's free time. I feel like I was a visionary before my time and just coming into vogue. So,
so you how to manage your time management?
Exactly, and how to,
I need
how
to take a
fun.
I need to take a course from you.
Yeah, it's kind of like the early Greeks. You know, they had that problem too, and the Romans. So, it's important in our society.
Yeah, well, we seem to have had. You know, everything is so much more convenient now. We can communicate so much easier. I have no time.
Right. And then when we have time, we don't know what to do with it.
Your accolades include Golf for Women Top 50 Instructor, Consumer Research Council Top Professional, Who's Who Among American Women, Montana PGA Teacher of the Year, and PGA President's Council. With all the things that you do, what is golf your passion when you have that free time? What do?
Well, a good question. It's a mixture. I love to play golf, and rarely do I get to play as much when I'm teaching, but when I get out to play, I remember how much I enjoy it. I mean, just the essence of the game kind of comes back to me, and I forget that until I get on the golf course, and then I remember, you know, even after 22 years of teaching, how much I love the game, because there's so many nuances to it, and so many aspects, the social, you know, the competition. You can make the game really whatever you'd like to.
LaughlinGolf.com is her site. You should go there and check it out. So when you're teaching, how do you approach a person who's, let's say, coming to you for the first time? They've had a little bit of play, no instruction, and they've decided, I really need to do something because I want to make this enjoyable. I like walking a course, or if I have to, being in a cart. But I do like being on the golf course. But I don't do very well when I'm there, so I want to get a little bit better. How do you approach the person?
That's good. Well, somewhat with kid gloves. You really can't go in there and start, okay, you got to change this, this, and this, and everything. We focus a little too much on the actual swing itself, I think, in the golf business. And that, you know, it is important, but if you can stand, you know, backwards with one arm and swing and hit the ball and it goes towards the target, that should be your golf swing. It's my approach. So I really try and, you know, loosen people up. I think it's important to ask questions, you know, not to be too intense. It's difficult enough. It's a challenging, very, very difficult game. So my intention really with writing this book and my intention with the lessons is to get people loosen up. I think when people have more fun, they're going to be able to perform better. It doesn't mean you can't be serious about the game, but my God, it's a game. So we need to remember that and not fall apart.
Okay, there's a whole bunch of questions come to mind. I mean, one of the things that I saw you tweet today was you're watching Bubba Watson and J.B. Holmes. Here are the two long hitters on the tour. Number one, J.B. Holmes. Number two, Bubba Watson. Yesterday, Bubba, he plays, he's hands, man. He's got this touch that is just amazing. And yet today, as you watch, what are you thinking?
Well, it is interesting, isn't it? Because, yesterday in his interview, everybody's talking about that because he's talking in the third person, Bubba did good, Bubba did good. And, you know, you really have to, he's got a great demeanor. He's kind of my new favorite. But you really have to just, the approach that I use, and I think the professionals use too, is, they'll always say to themselves, to the press when they're being interviewed, let's see what happens. And that's really a good phrase for golf in general, whether you're putting or driving or anything. It's a lot of getting out of our own way. And every day is different. You just never know. That's kind of the beauty of the game, I think. You just have to be there, stay present, and, you know, ride the tide with it.
Yeah, but when you're not, it's not working like it did yesterday. You know, people say, okay, use the swing that you got that day.
Right.
So if that swing isn't, and or your putter isn't working that day.
Yeah, I think maybe looking at this little match here that he might be pressing a little bit, and you never know interiorly what's going on with a person, but he's got, you know, tried and true things that he can fall back on. You know, he's just got to hang in there, and the tide could change. That's the thing, is you can't give up in the game, but sometimes
Ernie
it plays out that way.
Yeah, Ernie Els is a perfect, you know, everybody thought he was done, gone after the first, you know, well, he was.
Yeah.
But he pulled it out at the very end, you know.
Yeah.
I turned off the television, went to work, and went, oh, he's still in.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a robot out there, no guarantees, and it's really a game of recovery is my bottom line. The game of golf is about a game of recovery, and so I think, you know, we're all our own worst enemies out there, and that's really what especially the amateur golfer has to learn is get out of our own way and see what happens and do your best, and who knows?
You know,
got some weather to contend with, though, today there.
Oh, isn't it? It looks freezing.
Yeah.
I mean, watching spectators, you don't see it so much in the golfer as you do. Well, I think Martin Keimer is using that lovely, he just has this poise.
Duffy or whatever it's called, around his neck.
The neck, yes. But he's just like, the kid has his stature and composure and just, he carries himself so well for such a young man, you know. It's just
yes.
Amazing to watch. Amazing
yes.
to watch. He really
the
is.
Body language is key, I think. Even if, you know, you'll see people slump and they'll hit a shot and kind of, you know, this, that, and everything. Body language is really important. And you have to sometimes act as if, you know, act as if it's all going to work out. I think that, then you're, you know, you can kind of trick your mind because your mind doesn't really know the difference between if it's happening or not happening. So
I think I know who the master of that is. Miguel Jimenez.
Is that
yes.
right?
Yes, he is the master. Yes, he is my favorite. You know, I mean, I love Bubba. He's been on the show. He's wonderful. I love how he talks. He's
yeah.
so down to earth. He's a sweetie. And Luke Donald is strong. You know, and Martin, I love Martin. It's hard to pick it, but there's something about the Spaniard that just
he defies all the current theory of, you know, workout, and he's got his cigar and his brandy, like they say, and he's an attitude.
We're going to take our first break and be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Waipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Yeah, that?
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
It's going to be an absolutely gorgeous day today. You need sunscreen. There's a south wind blowing, so it's going to be an interesting, you know, how the courses are built for trades here in Hawaii. But it's going to be perfect, perfect to play. Take the sunscreen. You're going to need it. A lot of water. Your hat, wallet, clubs. Don't need all of them, probably. Depending which course you're playing, you probably know which ones to take, which ones to leave. Why drag a whole bunch of clubs that are too heavy anyway? Okay, so if you'd like to play a tee time, there is a 9:20 at Poipu, an 11:30, and a 2:50. 2:50 is always a nice time to play, isn't it? And the Southside Men's Club and the Kauai Interscholastic Tournament underway at Poipu. May y'all hit the sweet spot every time. We've got a couple of tee times at Ko'olina, a 9:30 and a 10:30. Luana Hills has a 10 o'clock, a 10:50, and the Kauai Oahu Golf Club is getting out there, as is the Western Bankers Group at McKenna. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. If you'd like to play McKenna, there's an 11:36. Makalei, upcountry on the Big Island, an 8:52, and it's a very warm 54 degrees volcano side on the Big Island. 12, 10, and 1 o'clock if you'd like to play around there. And take whatever, if you're going to compete, which you're, you know, if you're going to go play, play. Put the play game in. And if you're going to go practice, you know, when you're teaching clinics, we're talking with Ann Laughlin from, you know, I'm going to say your name wrong every time, Ann, because I have a mental block right now. And I feel like, could you pronounce your name for me?
Well, the Irish, it's an Irish name. It's Lachlan. You can, that's, it's Lachlan, but Lachlan. That might
Lachlan.
Be easy to remember.
Thank
yeah.
you. You gave me the, I knew, as soon as I get the background, I know what to say. Thank
yes.
you. Yes, and Lachlan. Okay, we've got to talk more about the golf letters and T-tails, and some of you've written a couple of books, and your interests are so diverse. I love it. But for the folks who are going out to play, you do clinics and seminars and private lessons and mental game sessions. If somebody's going out to play and they're just, you know, getting to the course or heading to the course right now, what do you suggest?
As far as you know, as far as maybe they've seen me before they go to play, they happen to run into me, and what do I say?
Yeah, what do you say, or what do you recommend to somebody who's just, you know, they're getting ready to go, and they're you know, all those thoughts that are going through your mind about you know, I'm gonna play great today. I'm going to do really, really good.
Okay. I just, you know, I'll say, well, have fun, you know, that's bottom line, and see what happens. I mean, that's kind of what I say. I just kind of don't get your, I mean, I don't really say don't get your expectations too high or so forth. I mean, you can expect to play well, but just go out and have fun and see what happens, really. That's kind of how to live your life and how to play your round of golf. Really, there's some parallels there.
Okay, that's exactly. See, when you say I don't want to tell them not to get their hopes too high and don't have great expectations, but that's underneath what you're saying in a very politically correct way, so that you don't, you know, make them feel like they're going to have a horrible day. Just take what comes.
Right.
And that way, you know, those, because if you have expectations that you don't fulfill, then you're just distraught. And
well, that's so true, Danielle. You're right.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean you don't care, and you know, because you've taken your lessons, you've practiced, you know, you've got the golf clubs, you play golf, your mind and body already know that you want to do well. So then, when you kind of put that pressure on yourself, it you don't react as well. You know, you're disappointed maybe if a ball goes under a tree, and it doesn't really matter. It's a ball that went under a tree, so you hit it out. You might hit it in a hole on your next shot.
It's just a ball that went under a tree, people. No, and you know,
or in your case, a palm tree over there.
A palm tree. Well, those are trees.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there's the problem that you there. I don't know. They just seem to be so firmly plotted in there. It's like a wall. A tree with branches and everything. Oh, I digress. what I'm trying to say is this: I am not in any stretch of the imagination zen on a golf course.
Okay.
You know,
I come over there and work with you a little bit, Danielle.
What goes through my mind is, all right, I am such an idiot.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, all right, and everybody, you know, I want to do good. I can do good, and I'm such a... If I could just focus, if I could just keep my focus at work, but I can't. For some reason, I stop. I get ahead of myself, and then I start, you know, wanting to, like, apologize to everybody.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
No.
I need to do a little session with you. Well, I always tell people you've got to think about the first golfers in Scotland, probably, you know. They didn't really have a golf industry to fall back on, you know.
I think about people who are knocking a stone around with a stick. You know,
yes.
That's to me, a couple of shepherds were knocking stones around, and they decided I can hit that stone a little bit further than you can with my stick, and blah, 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 and there we got golf.
That's right.
But this is what I've come to, though, in the process of understanding myself and my limitations, depending on whom I'm playing with. You know, if I'm out with a bunch of people just having fun and we get to play best ball, I have a blast because
yeah.
I'm not playing. There's no pressure. You know, where my ball ends up, I'm not going to slow anybody down. I'm not going to cause their routine to be hampered. So if I'm with a bunch of people who are really, really good, I'll say, you know what, guys, I can't keep up. You're going to be waiting for me. I can't go that far. I can't drive 240 yards. All right? So tell you what. Why don't I drop and play short game?
Yeah.
Is that cool with you? You guys can keep score. I'm not going to keep score.
Yeah. Good. Good for you.
Nine times out of... Yeah.
Yep. Created your own game. And two things on that. You know, as you go along with this, the pre-shot routine is key. I mean, that's your little security blanket that you fall back on to repeat, because a lot of people say, oh, it doesn't matter what I do, you know, that's taking too long. But actually, if you repeat a routine, it gives you that same movement to think, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to move this way, and then it actually takes less time to repeat a routine than it does to do something different. And it's a mental routine as well as a physical. So that's one thing that really, really can help a game. And then, you know, the other thing is the self-talk is kind of, we all respond to what we say to ourselves. So there's a phrase that I also, this might help you, Danielle, that I give people to use out on the golf course after they hit a shot, be it good, bad, or indifferent. I'll tell them to say, that was interesting.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
See, I know the game is in me because I can hit a ball with my eyes closed.
Yeah. Wow. Fabulous.
And it's a good strike, you see?
Yeah.
I had one instructor say, close your eyes, Danielle. Hit the ball. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
He said, just trust me, do it. And sure enough, it was beautiful, you know?
Yes, exactly. So you know you can do it, you know?
Oh, no, I have no doubt. I know I can do it. Another instructor in Phoenix, he you know, at a Troon course, he said, okay, that's nice, but, you know, do that. And now, bam, boom, fine.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't practice enough. So
I have
to take the game that I've got when I go and just go, this is what I've got today. And that's what's important, I think, for everybody going out. We need to take a break and come back. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you. We're talking with
Ann Laughlin, Laughlin Golf, and she's in Missoula, Montana. You know what? The big sky country. I want to be in Montana. One day that's going to be oceanfront property. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property, guard, and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7?
Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
This is a hip stretch exercise. Place your driver on your shoulders behind your head. Slowly bend at your hips, leaning right and then left. Make sure to be taking in deep breaths each time you lean. Do this exercise back and forth 10 times. This will loosen your hip muscles to increase flexibility for your golf game.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back. We're talking with Ann Laughlin, LPGA, PGA teaching professional and author. And the book that you need to get is The Golf Letters, Tea Tales. I'd like you to meet Ann, Bob Bupka, who's at Accenture. He is World Golf Radio. He's got a show called The Grill Room that he co-hosts on Sirius XM Radio. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Danielle. Good morning, Ann. And let me just sum up the conversation. I was listening in queue to you two. You got game, baby? That's interesting. And I want some waterfront property in Montana.
Wonderful.
Now, you're at Accenture. I was thinking of your tales from Accenture when I was talking about Anne's book, Tea Tales. So you always come up with the most interesting stories. It's been interesting, and just in the fact that so many of the top players have been eliminated, and then all the young guys, you know, Manassero going so far, he had no expectations. Awesome. Tell us what you think.
Well, you're right on the money there, and I think even Ann would be impressed. Matteo Manassero, only 17 years old, comes to an event with 64 of the best players in the world, and he wins two matches. His future is unlimited. I first came in contact with Matteo 2 years ago at Turnberry when Tom Watson was making that terrific run to winning. He played the first 2 days with Manassero, and he said to me, Bob, this kid is exceptional, and what I saw this week, certainly no doubt about that. Briefly on Tiger, it wasn't a big deal that Tiger lost to Thomas Bjorn, as it was that Tiger looked lost. He's struggling to come up with something, you know, that works. And I'm not so sure, and this is my own theory, I think he's having a lot of attention focused on his new swing. Nobody's ever blaming all of his transgressions for causing the problem in his golf game. So that's a little bit of a gray area there. We thought for sure he might tee it up in Honda. He's not doing that. We have word that he may alter his schedule a little bit and play in Tampa at Transitions. That would be Miami Transitions, Orlando for him, three events in a row. He'd take a week off, and then he'd go to the Masters. So we'll keep an eye on that. Ricky Fowler. Well, you know, when he got to the first tee yesterday against Phil Mickelson, Ricky was wearing pink shoes. Phil Mickelson looked down and said, wow, those shoes look familiar. They look just like the shoes my daughter wears when she goes to ballet classes. But that wasn't enough to shake up Ricky Fowler. I think that win over Phil, despite the fact that he lost in his next match, that's going to give Ricky a tremendous, tremendous amount of confidence. And what a guy he is, and I bet I can even impress Ann on Monday, and I'm on the range. I go up Ricky Fowler. He's going to start hitting drivers for 2 hours, 7 minutes, hitting nothing but driver, never took a break to even get a drink of water, and just hit one after one after one. He is so talented and has such a great work ethic. that I think his future is going to be incredible.
Well, now I want to ask Ann, you know, on I love these kids, and Rory was really funny. Rory McIlroy was very funny when he tried to talk about the old guys, you know, not having quite as much game as they used to, and, you know, Tiger, of course, being way off his game, and that it is the time for the new generation to come, and seeing them so strong was great. Of course, they've been eliminated, and that's, you know, that's match play. But when we go back to Tiger just for a bit, was there anything wrong, really, with his swing, his off the tee? To begin with, why is he changing his swing, Anne?
Well, this seems to be his modus operandi. You know, I think maybe he might get bored. I don't know that he keeps changing it. I mean, he knows how to play the game. That's a given. I think maybe he's taken it too far this time. I don't think, you know, I think with Hank Haney, what was it? He won 50% of the tournaments that he was in, some ungodly number.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he knows how to play the game. I think this particular swing change might be his undoing. I think he needs to forget about it. I was sorry to see him actually have a teaching professional work with him, because I think he should have just gone on his own and gotten out there and, you know, forgotten about it and just played golf.
Yes.
He really needs to get in a golf cart and play around 18 holes as fast as he can and try and, you know, that clear his system a little bit.
As fast as he can.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that?
Well, I think it helps people if they're getting, you know, hung up on this, that, and the other thing. Just get out there and it gets your mind out of the game.
Stop thinking.
Yep.
Exactly.
Got it.
Okay, now, the scary part about Tiger is his putting.
Right. Well, I think he's lost some confidence, you know, and I don't know as if his brain is as clear as it used to be.
Yeah, I'm certain of it.
Hey, Danielle?
Yes.
Danielle, it's fascinating what Ann just said about his putting. Just the one thing that I've been saying since his loss is Tiger has made numerous deposits into his bad memory bank of missed putts, whereas he played for 10 years and never made never had a memory of a missed putt. And to me, if you never miss a putt, why do you think it's a big deal? You just go up and you make your next putt.
Mm-hmm.
The only fascinating aspect of golf is that once you miss putts and have that memory, you know the reality exists, and I think that's what Tiger's doing right now. He's got a whole memory bank full of missed putts. His putt on the 19th hole to lose to Thomas Bjorn,
uh-huh,
missed by a foot and just barely got to the hole on a must-make putt. I mean, that putt should have been traveling at a speed at least to go 3 feet by, and certainly could have been on a much better line had he had confidence in his stroke. And that coincides almost exactly, I think, with what Ann was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think failure has been introduced into his game, and I don't think he ever had that from day one. You know, his father taught him, you know, that a missed putt is really not failure, and he spent most of his career having success, so it's something he's not used to dealing with, really.
Yeah.
And there's another aspect that I think is very important. You know, it's been 15 months since he won a golf tournament, but if we turn back the clock 15 months and closely examine the landscape, there was no Matteo Manassero. There was no Graham McDowell as an Open champion. There was no Martin Keimer as a PGA champion. There was no Rory McIlroy having won down at Quail Hollow. All those things have come about since he last won, besides his own problems. So it gets compounded.
Yeah, absolutely. He's got competition, and he's experiencing failure, and he's still grieving.
Yes.
He goes through anger. He hasn't gotten to acceptance yet. And, you know, you can see the anger that comes out in him at times. And it's just, it has nothing to do with the game. It's subconscious stuff that just blurts out on him. It must be torture at times to be in the limelight and have to go through all of these meltdowns and have us do this incredible, you know, analysis of what is wrong with Tiger. Well, you know, he's going to get what he's going to get when he gets it. In the meantime, I'm having a great time watching Accenture. And, you know, I'm sorry the guys at Mayakoba are not getting any attention, but these are really compelling matches, and they're fun to watch. So, Bob, who are you going with?
Well, you know, Martin Keimer obviously is the chalk. He will, if he just makes it to the finals, he'll be the number one player in the world. And if Luke Donald gets to the finals, he'll move into number three. Tiger Woods is going to drop all the way back to number five, and on a downward spiral. So, you know, not many bright spots for Tiger, although, you know, this past Valentine's Day, he did save a lot of money compared to last year.
Oh, God. All right. We got to take a break. I don't know how much time you've got, Bob. You've always got such an incredible schedule. You're on in England and Australia and New Zealand and World Golf Radio. It keeps going.
Well, normally I would hang up, but Ann's on, so I'll hang on for just a little bit.
Hey, thanks, Bob. I got to get you my book somehow.
Yeah, I'd love it. But, matter of fact, I'll get you on the air. We'll talk about your book on my show.
Okay, well, good.
Great. We're going to talk with Ann about her book, but we need to take a break. And we also want to talk, you know what she said about that you talked with Mary B. Porter King yesterday?
Yes.
You're both on PGA committees discussing the direction of golf.
Yes.
I had this great conversation on Twitter with about five or six people. We were talking about what needed to be done to get more people into the game of golf. Because while golf is growing globally, it's not in America. And what are we going to do about that? What are we going to do about the U.S. decline in the number of rounds played? So I'd like to see what your PGA committees and you're discussing the direction of golf and your book. I love
this
book, The Golf Letters, Tea Tales. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit a pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I'm reading the golf letters, Tea Tales, okay? And it makes me chuckle because, you know, this book is a collection of thoughts. All right, so you don't have to sit down and read the entire book. And that's what's beautiful about it. And here's one section is the one-liners. Okay, things that Ann Laughlin has heard people say, and I couldn't help it. I drive like I putt, okay? And, you know, the other one is, I've been a hit-and-miss golfer for quite some time now. Oh, my goodness. You know, you probably didn't, this was published before you heard Rush Limbaugh say that he was too smart for the game. Then this is just another one-liner under incredible. Her caption here is incredible. One golfer was told by another golfer that he had a hole-in-one. She replied, "What is that?"
I know, and it's things that you hear and see out there, and you do a double take. I mean, I really started keeping notes about 16 years ago because I just got such a kick out of, you know, the communication and things people say that were not only funny but somehow get misinterpreted. Like the one that said, "I'm going to play in a 3-club tournament," and the friend said, "Is it this club?" And he said, "No, it's the hybrid, the 5-iron, and the putter." So it's things like that.
Yes, right. And the other, this is perfect for the direction of golf and moving things along. You know, some people say we need to speed up the game to get more people play because it takes too long to play around. Well, I say just go play 9 holes. Who said you have to play 18? But this is great. You know, you always want to let people play through. Okay, it's really important. You know, you don't want to have people waiting for you if you're not that good. You let them go. So what's the story? There's this one story in here. I should let you tell it, Anne, because I've been talking so much.
Is that the that's the story where I think the group of ladies is on the team?
Yes, the group.
And they hit, and there's a group of men behind them. So the ladies say, "Well, go ahead and hit. We'll let you play through." And so the men hit, and as soon as the men hit, they see the women running up to the green, and the women get there before the men, and the men get up there, and they get ready to play through, and the women say, "No, wait a minute, we got here first."
It's like, you know, playing through means you wait till those guys who you let go ahead of you finish, and that means
yes.
Putt out.
Yes.
And then that's part of the etiquette. This is, did you just get inspired to do this sport? This compilation? How did you do this?
I did. You know, through the years, I kept notes for all the years that I taught, and I really wanted to I've been teaching for 22 years, and I wanted to have kind of a tool to, when I speak with groups, to hand out and let people see that golf, to loosen people up again. I mean, I could have written a technical book, and I may down the road, but I felt the first step would be to lighten the load a little bit and get people to see that it's a game and we've got to enjoy it some.
You teach preschoolers?
I do.
Oh, that must be a hoot.
It is. It is. They are the best, and I have to pat myself on the shoulder. I've gotten better every year I've worked with them because all they want to do is get out there and play, and so I've gotten really, really creative with things that I do. One good example, I don't think I put this in the book, but I told all the little kids that they had to pick an animal that they were going to be.
Okay.
And we had the session, and so I put up 2 golf shafts, and I said, "Now you're going to walk through this magic door, and you're going to announce what animal you are before you step through." So one of them turned out to be a cougar, and they said, "I am a cougar," and then they take the giant step through the door, and then they announce, "And now I am a golfer."
Oh.
And they loved it.
Interesting. Well, Jack Nicklaus said you can put kids into the game as soon as they stop chasing the frogs on the course, and they can.
That's right.
Isn't it dangerous with preschoolers when they're on the green? You're worried that they may fall into the hole.
It can be. Yeah, they're small. They're small. At this point, Bob.
I got another story you can put in your next book. Janice Self, who Danielle knows very well, my partner and executive producer and a heck of a golfer in her day. We were playing a prim and proper course over in Scotland, and we always played the same tees. So we were getting ready to tee off, and the star comes over, and he said, "Sorry, ma'am, you'll have to play the ladies' tees." So I tee off, she tees off from the ladies' tees, he comes back out. He said, "Excuse me, sir, I think maybe it'd be better if you played the ladies' tees and let her play the men's tees."
And we're back to where we started, talking about people needing, you have that in your book, in this book, talking about how people should play from where their scoring ability actually, men don't have to play from the men's tees if they don't score well. And I know a lot of guys, throw the ego out and just, go to whatever tee is appropriate for your level of, your skill level.
Well, that's so true. And we started out in the golf business, unfortunately, by having it be a gender thing. And it's, and now it's hard for a man sometimes to go up to a closer tee. And we've really built our golf courses too long, and people are getting overwhelmed by the distance. And so we, it's kind of one of the things I think we're going to be talking about at this PGA meeting is how to, we're losing participants. The game is too hard. People don't understand how hard it is. I was teamed with a couple. I was down in Phoenix last week playing and got paired up with a couple from Canada. Both of them had hardly played much golf, maybe a couple years. And I could see they were both getting kind of tired as the round went on. And they just don't realize how hard it is. The woman ended up in front of a sand trap and ended up having a flop shot. I mean, it's a hard enough shot for Bubba Watson to hit because the pin was tucked close. And, of course, she pulled out her pitching wedge, which is impossible to even hit that shot with a pitching wedge. You need a lob wedge. And then she hit it, and, of course, it went into the sand trap, and she announced, "Oh, gosh, I guess I didn't keep my head down."
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the – Craig Trenholm is our top superintendent in the state of Hawaii. He was given that award. He's actually on with us. Now, he's the next guest joining us in a couple of minutes.
Well, that's good timing because I have to go, Danielle. And the pleasure being on with you. Danielle, as always.
But
take care.
You need to get together. You can find Ann at Lachlan Golf on Facebook. And then you
is
can
she
get
lost?
She's not lost.
I'm wandering between Facebook, Twitter, and everything else, like everybody else.
And LinkedIn.
Yeah, okay. LinkedIn.
I was thinking of writing her a letter. That's my generation.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Danielle.
I'm talking with Ann Lachlan, and she's on a PGA committee with Mary B. Porter King, the direction of golf in America. You heard what we were talking about, changing. From a superintendent's point of view, I mean, you must have great insight into something like this. Tell us what you think.
Well, over the years, we've tried to encourage the amateur players or the beginning players to play more. We've built extra tee boxes so that the distance doesn't become such a factor. And I think a lot of times at the check-in, they need to kind of be told, what's your level of golf, and here's the tees that you need to play then. And, yeah, there's a ego thing with the guys, but besides that, the sand traps, unfortunately, are a hazard, and it takes some kind of ability to get out of them. But, I think there should just be more fun golf. And, the most fun you can have sometimes is in a scramble.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Truly. And I think more people, if you know some people who want to get into the game, and the two or three or four of you, you're not that good, you can go out and play and say, okay, we're going to hit the ball, and whoever gets the furthest or has the best position will pick up our balls and go to your place and keep going like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's, you're out and you're getting some exercise, and you're in beautifully. I mean, look what you do with golf courses, Craig. You've got Ka'anapali Royal. It's absolutely spectacular. It's a beautiful, beautiful course. You get to walk along and see the ocean and see the mountains and be wherever it is you are. You're in the forest. I just love that. And enjoy it.
That, Daniel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And enjoy it. So I'm curious.
One of the things that's kind of happened in the golf course industry is that, as a younger guys come up, they have better education, and all the courses are upgrading, and even your munis and things like that, so that everybody can experience a great round of golf.
Yeah. Ann, it's been such a pleasure talking with you. Will you talk with me again?
Thank you, Danielle. For sure. And hi, Craig. Thank you for your comments. I like those. And definitely, Danielle.
Yeah, because I want to talk to Craig about, you know, being named Superintendent of the Year by the Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents Association and all the work he does. He actually started, and this shows you what the transition, you know, sugar used to be one of our main industries, sugar and pineapple. Agriculture was Hawaii's mainstay. The military came and became a big part of our economic engine. And then at some point in the 70s, everybody decided that we were going to become a resort destination. We already were, you know, that was a part of the charm of coming to Hawaii. You know, you sailed over on a Matson liner, and then the Hollywood types would come, and then all of a sudden people started flying in. But they were individuals. It wasn't tour groups. Then things changed, and then there went sugar. But Craig started in the agriculture business, in the soil business, in sugar. And I think I want to talk to him about that and how he made the transition. Just shows you that you can do that. You can make changes in your life depending on how the world's changing around you. And we'll talk again soon. You are so much fun. I recommend this to everyone, The Golf Letters, Tea Tales, Annie Loughlin. You know, it's interesting, looking up Annie Loughlin or Ann Loughlin, you get two. So if you're looking for her as an author, look for Ann, because you'll find other people under Annie. So Ann Loughlin, or just go to LoughlinGolf.com. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Danielle. Best of luck. Talk soon.
Talk soon. All right.
Bye, Annie.
Thanks,
and
Craig.
Craig, stay with me. Stay with me, because we're just starting, okay? We need to take a break, pay some bills, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay, unto Hawaii, South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and hip exercise. Place your club horizontally on your shoulders. Knees bent, slowly rotate your body back and forth like a golf swing 10 times. Remember to breathe deeply. You should feel a good hip stretch while rotating. This exercise increases range of motion and prepares you for the golf swing.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Hit a rock and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. Craig Trenholm, Senior Superintendent on the Public Golf Course, managed by Billy Casper Golf, named the 2010 Superintendent of the Year by the Hawaii Chapter of the Golf Course Superintendents Association. Congratulations, Craig. Awesome. You know what fascinated me when I found out that you were in the sugar industry before you got into golf courses?
Yeah, I spent 22 years in the sugar industry, and unfortunately it phased out, and I was looking around. I enjoyed playing golf, and I enjoyed working outdoors, and know, sugar cane is a grass, in the grass family, and so is turf. And, you know, I was able to make the transition somewhat easy. Had to start from the bottom, but that was expected.
So you went over to Hualalai on the Big Island, and you were an irrigation specialist, so you learned the irrigating part of the what the grasses, the golf grasses needed. Then you went over to Kapalua, and you learned everything about setting up for a PGA event, right? Now you're doing the Champions Tour skins at Kaanapali and making it so beautiful. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. When that course was built in 62?
Yeah, 62. I think it opened up in 64. In fact, the first players were Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and Gary Player.
Yeah, it's so much fun going there for that event. Just and Tom Watson now. Of course, Arnold doesn't come back again. I was there for his last one. But I have to ask you, one of the things I've heard said is that a lot of people in the business go and test the soil to determine what the grass is going to need. And with the depletion, you know, with the sugar cane, did that impact the way the golf courses, what you needed to do for them to be as beautiful and as green as they are here?
Not really, because, you know, sugar cane was a good steward of the land. It supplied the fertilizer that it needed. It didn't deplete the soil. So as we got into golf, some of the turf grasses needed some adjustment in the soil as far as acidity, and sugar cane could grow in an acid soil.
That's it.
Turf grass needs more of an alkaline. But, yeah, you know, there wasn't any major things that we had to do.
Yeah. Do you test to see what you have to add once a year?
Yeah. I mean, that's a normal routine. You test the soils on the tees, the fairways, the greens, because the green mixture is completely different than the rest of the course, and it's mostly just sand. And then you have a good idea of what amendments you have to add and how much fertilizer you have to add.
Do you have guys come up to you, like, and ask you what they can do for their own yard?
All the time. You know, you're on a course, and I'm afraid to tell them where I live sometimes because I don't spend a lot of time on my house. But, you know, for the home grower nowadays, the number one grass is seashore pastellum. It's easy to maintain, and doesn't take a lot of water, doesn't take a lot of nutrients. So that seems to be the popular one right now. But
that's great. Your course, named Best Tour Course You Can Play by Golf Week magazine, that was back in 2009, and you got a 4.5-star rating out of 5 by Golf Digest, the magazine's Best Places to Play guide in 2009 and 2010. And now this award, what does it mean to you?
Oh, it means a tremendous lot. You know, anytime you're given an award by your peers, you know, it means something special. And, you know, the courses that have TV events need to maintain that standard throughout the whole year. And, you know, not only course conditionings, but, you know, how you treat people and everything. And Ed Kageyama, my general manager, did a great job putting together a team. It's been a great honor receiving that award and being recognized.
How many people do you have working with you as a team?
Yeah, our crew we cover 2 courses, 36 holes. We have 40 employees. And,
wow.
You know, it's actually the backbone of anything is the guys that actually do the work. And the crews that I have worked with have been great. And, you know, everybody knows their job. They get to see it on TV, how they did. They take some pride in it. And then it's, you know, if you keep the course in good shape when it comes around to these tournaments, the major tournaments, there's not a whole lot you have to do. Just speed up the greens, usually.
Just speed them up a little bit. Okay, if there are people, I listened to this one commercial for, I think it was a bank, and it's a young man saying, I want to play on the PGA Tour, but if I don't, I want to play, I want to at least go to a golf, something, I want to work in the golf industry. What do you recommend for young people who would like, they love the game like you do, and they like being outside, like so many of our kids do here in Hawaii? It seems to me that you wouldn't have to go to the mainland to get a good job. You could do it right here and still be able to surf on your time off and be outside working outdoors. How do kids get into golf course?
Well, that's a good point. There's two aspects. There's the golf operations, which has the pros, and then there's the golf maintenance. And so kids nowadays have a pretty good choice right there. The number one ingredient would be that you would enjoy the work outdoors. And for maintenance, work outdoors and have some interest in growing plants from an early age. And then there's a couple of ways to get into the industry. And, you know, one is to try to get a job on a golf course and get familiar and work your way up. Another one is nowadays they have a lot of turf schools that you can go to, two-year programs, four-year programs, and actually get a degree. And, of course, the kids with the degrees are able to get higher-paying jobs and get placed in golf courses. But the ones that come up through the ranks, and we have an awful lot of them, once they get to a level that they want to be like a manager or something on the golf course, there's internet online courses that they can take and get their certificate and move right on up.
If they wanted to take a agronomy, what would the coursework be at, let's say, UH? I know we have a good school of agriculture.
Yeah, the basic sciences are important. Maybe we're leaning a little bit towards plant biology type and chemistry. You have to have a fundamental knowledge of those courses, and besides that, it's communication skills and all the rest of the stuff you take.
And a green thumb.
Yeah,
you can learn to have a green thumb.
I thought a lot of people have green thumbs and they just don't pursue that. How many people like to come home from work and play in their yards and their gardens, you know?
Yeah.
So this is just an extension of that, and get paid for it.
Can you intern? Can somebody come over and find out if they like it, like to help? Do you take people who want to volunteer to help you?
Yeah, we have intern programs. They've been a little bit less because of the economy lately, but usually you can come over and intern for a summer or in between semesters, and really get the nitty-gritty of it. We like to work the guys really hard so they cover a lot of bases and find out exactly what it's all about.
Hey, Craig, when I was interning in radio and television, I didn't get paid. So sometimes, I'm just wondering. I don't understand why an intern has to get paid. If you want to find something, if you love something, you'll go out and you'll do it. And
we feel the same way, but sometimes for some reason, these kids expect that, oh, they should be making something, but that's not how it works.
No, it is not. It certainly is not. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville, and always online at RadioGolfClub.com. It's been a real pleasure talking with you. Is there a message that you wanted to convey when you were on the air with us this morning?
Yeah, I think I like to try to relate to the young guys and gals out there that it's a great career to get into maintenance. It's beautiful to work very early in the morning on the golf courses. Makes people happy, and most of the time you walk away from the course happy.
Yeah, exactly. And how much time do you spend cutting back what's trying to grow over your course? you know, everything gets perfectly groomed, right? And then it rains and the sun comes out and everything starts growing, and pretty soon you've lost a hole.
Yeah.
Does the jungle try to take over? I know some courses that happen.
Yeah, you know, and then it rains, you know, we have these periods where it rains the whole week and you can't get on the mowers, and the grass gets to the point where when you do mow them, we call it baling hay, you're trying to pick up all the clippings and you fall behind, but eventually you catch up. And, you know, the worst scenarios are kind of like what happened at Wailea this year for the tournament with all the rain. You know, that tests the crew enormously, and but by that level, everyone knows what to do, and everyone does their thing, and it all comes together amazingly.
So. Well, I was fascinated listening to Larry Gilhooly talk about what's important to golfers, that the grass be green and that they have a great view plane. That those are like the most important things when you ask a golfer what they want from a golf course. And
yeah,
just like, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you know, everybody enjoys, you know, standing on a green that has a beautiful view of the ocean and just appreciate the green color. And you're like in a park, and, you know, it's a game, you know, played in a park, basically. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's the kind of mentality we like to instill and the manicuring that needs to be done.
You do a great job, because whenever I feel like I've gone onto, you know, in God's park when I go to a great golf course like yours, Ka'anapali, and it's like, okay, I can understand being a PGA Tour player. If I would get to walk in this, in these conditions all the time, I'd be happy. Thank you so much for being on the show. It was a real pleasure, and I got to tell you, I respect, I'm in awe of the work you do. Superintendent of the Year by the Hawaii Golf Course Superintendent Association, Greg Trenholm, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Danielle.
Okay, aloha. We'll be back right after this. We're going to Telluride. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy,
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse at the HSBC Women's Champions. We've got Chie Arimura in the lead, and Chie has quite an interesting background. She's, as someone said, the real deal. Uh-huh. Okay. Kari Webb is second right now. Yanni Tsang, going for her 4th win in a row. I call her Superwoman. She's tied with Na Huan Choi, and also with Sun Yong Yu. I.K. Kim is 6th. Morgan Pressel, thank you. She's at 7th right now. Ai Miyazato, the defending champion, tied for 8th with Christy Kerr and Mika Miyazato. We've got, let's see, Michelle Wee. All right, let's go look for Michelle. Oh, Michelle's down at 35th. You know, and that usually happens when Michelle comes onto the tour and she plays her first tournament. She does really good. And then her second, not so much. And I think that has to do with, you know, being a part-time player. It takes a while to get used to playing all those rounds in a row. It's not easy. So she shot, what was that now, a 73, a 71, and she did today's 77. Yeah. Catherine Hull, she's tied for 35th as well. And I was trying to find Suzanne Peterson. She's tied for 17th, 73, 74, 70. Okay, let's go to Telluride. Sounds like a whole lot of fun. And I can't remember. What did he say? Something about quaint. Let's see. Here it is. Out of the paper. How about a quick call from me on Saturday from atop a mountain in Telluride, Colorado, enchanting ski town with Victorian homes and a vibrant summertime.
Well, how about it?
Hey, let's rock and roll. Michael Patrick Shields, how are you?
Good. You know, it's funny. We're on Academy Award weekend. The Oscar's given out tomorrow. And if I called you from Telluride, and I didn't tell you where I was, and I said that Sandra Bullock was in town a couple of days ago, and Snooki was here, and Robert Redford has a home, and Walt Disney's granddaughter lives down the street, and Tom Cruise, he's got a home over there, and oh, by the way, the King's Speech that's probably going to win Best Picture was premiered here. You would say, and Black Swan was premiered here, and they shot the original True Grit not far. You'd probably think I was in Hollywood, wouldn't you?
No, you're not. You're in Telluride.
I'm in Telluride, which is, it turns out to be a huge celebrity hangout, and I'm here in the wintertime skiing, as you said, at 11,000 feet right now. But the only thing people want to talk about here is how beautiful the summertime is, and the Telluride Film Festival, and the golf that's available, and it's a really, really cool place, and I'm having a blast.
Yeah, of course you are. What's the name of your book? What's the name of your book?
Invite Yourself to the Party.
Hey, and you do it every time. How did you get to go to Telluride on the weekend of the Oscars?
Well, yeah, I met a guy yesterday who's living here, 25 years now, and I said, you must have a celebrity story. And he says, oh, you know, we all do. And I said, well, tell me yours. And he said, okay, one time I took Paula Abdul for a snowmobile ride and we had dinner. And I said, that's a pretty good one. And it's a small town, and they say that, you know, when you compare Telluride to Aspen, for instance, Aspen is where you go to see and be seen. Telluride is where you go to hang out and relax. And there are only, I think, 4,000 residents here, so, you know, and some of them are very well known, and so when you come here, you got a pretty good shot at it.
Yeah, well, it looks to me like a place in Europe where looks like Davos. You're surrounded by mountains, and the little town is like right below all these beautiful places to ski.
Yeah, well, when you're coming here, you're coming here. That's one thing for sure. It's not like a drive-by place like, say, Vail or Beaver Creek. When you come here, you're coming here as a destination. And they have this, Telluride is sort of the main town, which is where Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and Annie Oakley and all those people, the real ones, not the movie people, you know, we're robbing banks and there were miners, and it still has that flavor, a serious flavor of Old West. And then they have, that town's at about 8,000 feet elevation, and there's a gondola that you take up to the upper part of the mountain where you can come, you know, your hotel might be up here, your restaurant. So you have this 2,000-foot gondola ride that looks down over the town of Telluride in the evening or in the day, and, you know, it's gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
Very unique.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the pictures. You can go online, and there's even some cams, I think, they're live cams that you can watch. So what are you doing there? Are you skiing?
I'm skiing today, and I skied yesterday, and also I've been, you know, collecting stories along the way like I do. One of them is they have a golf club here, of course, the Telluride Golf Club, and I asked somebody who designed it, because it's right here adjacent to the ski area. Uh-huh. And they said, well, there's an architect that designed it, but there was a little bit of a dispute between the owner and the architect, so the architect's name is not on the course. And it's Tom Weisskopf. And I have to find out. And, you know, he's got such a great reputation as an architect
right.
that, you know, it's a beautiful spot and a beautiful course.
Beautiful. Why didn't you want his name on it?
My understanding was that I think it might be the seventh or eighth hole, but Tom wanted to turn it into a long par three because, you know, when you play golf here, you're going to get 30% extra distance on your clubs because you're up here at, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11,000 feet. So we were talking about, I think it was a par three that was stretched to about 240, and it was being played as a short par four. And Weisskopf said, I think that ought to be a par three, and they came to a disagreement, and so his name is not on the course. I understand they're going to change it a little bit, but yeah, you were talking about hitting 7 irons, 200 yards, things like that, that, you know, you normally expect Tiger Woods to do, and you can come here and do it yourself.
Oh, yeah, let's go. I right now want to be on the Village Express. Have you skied that?
I know my limitations.
Okay. Where are you, on Prospect or the Plunge Lift or the Revelation Bowl? These are wonderful names.
We went up to have a look at Revelation Bowl today, and it's windy, and it's a little bit scary up there. So let's put it this way. I looked at it, okay?
Yeah. It's important to know what you brung with you.
Yeah, I like what they call in skiing cruisers and corduroy. That's me, you know, nice and easy-like, right? But that's the neat thing. You have terrain that you can ski here that novices can ski, but it's way up high, so you get the views that normally only the expert skiers get to see, but you can still go up there and ski gentle terrain and get the beautiful views.
Well, there's a 59-inch base. In the last 48 hours, 2 inches, and in the last 24 hours, 2 inches. That makes it a really nice place to ski right now. That's awesome. Yeah, it's
amazing. I'll give you another one. You know,
you're lucky.
I got up there near the top and looked at the peaks, and I said, that looks familiar, those peaks on those mountains in the distance. And I figured out why it looked familiar. It's the label for Coors. If you look at the picture of a Coors can or a Coors bottle, those are the mountains that are on the label. So you can see why I might have been familiar with that.
And where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Madeline, which is a gorgeous hotel, ski in, ski out, right here in the center of the action.
Oh, I love it. Okay, and where would you play golf? Do we have Matt Skinner with us, the executive director of sales and marketing? Tell you
I believe I am.
Hi, Matt. Okay, so,
hey.
So this is primarily a golf show, but since I ski, since I live in Hawaii, you know, when it snows at Mauna Kea and Mauna, there's a ski club in Hawaii. It's called Ski Hawaii, and in the old days, and they still do this, they they take out a portable ski lift where you know one of those ones that you haul yourself up. And then you can run down. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sounds like an old rope tow. And I was curious. I wanted to ask you guys about the skiing out there in Hawaii because, obviously, we cross over a little with golf. It reminds me of that Happy Gilmore line, you know, I'm a golfer, but I'm skiing today, or I'm a skier, but I'm golfing today, along those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I need to take a break, pay some bills. Can you stay with me, Matt? I know. Michael's probably got, you know, I don't know, is it party time already?
Are you? I think it's another hour for Opry, Michael, but I'm not sure. I'd love to.
Oh, very selective. Well, you two have fun, and I'll, and Danielle, the next time I'll talk to you will be from Ireland on St. Patrick's Day weekend.
I can't wait. I love it when you're in Ireland because it's 6 o'clock in the evening, and you've definitely had Opry already. You go, boy. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle.
Aloha.
This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711.
Your tee time is waiting. Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Let's go back to Singapore quick, where Christina Kim had a nice 71 today. She started off with a 76. She's moved up to tied for 24th, and Chie Arimura is in the lead, and this is what I wanted to tell you. Leader at HSBC Singapore, a tweet that I read this week is that she is number 19 in Rolex rankings, was 9, 34, 28, and 21 in the LPGA majors last year. She's for real. She had, that's always good to know, you know? Now, let's go back to Telluride. Matt Skinner, the Executive Director of Sales and Marketing, Telluride Resort. Now, you've got a really tough job.
Yeah, it's a really rough spot. We're pretty fortunate in ski country because, as offices go, I've got a chairlift about 50 yards to one side, and I've got the first tee of our golf course about 100 yards on the other side. So,
and what is your golf course called?
It's the Telluride Ski and Golf Club.
Did you really get that much more off your, when you hit the ball, do you really get that much more distance?
You know, it's funny, they say about 30%, but I find it's more like maybe 15 or 20, so, you know, I'm about a 10, and I hit my 9-iron about 150 there, and so it's not dramatic, but you definitely have to club down when you come to club up at sea level. You got to make a small adjustment, but it's not so dramatic.
Yeah, but you have a good time. I mean, it's not a good time.
Yeah, and the way that the course was designed, too, there's quite a few elevated tee boxes, so you definitely get those ego drives, you know, where they leave you a little bit of a nice wide landing area and protect the greens a little more, so you can stand up there and just kind of let it rip.
All right. Now, Michael was talking about how people, you know, talk about it being summer in Telluride. I don't think about going to Telluride in the summer.
Yeah, it's really interesting, you know, because these resorts are really built around their winter activities, but over time, people have realized the summers are equally as beautiful, and especially if you're in a place, and, you know, I know Hawaii has pretty consistent weather, that it gets really hot, or, you know, you want to cool off even a little bit, you know, our temps are very consistent up there, 70s, 80s in the summer, and just gorgeous, you know, trees everywhere, high mountain peaks, and then, of course, just the activities, horseback riding, get out golfing. We have a ton of summer festivals. Of course, film you guys talked about is one of our signatures, and it really provides just a whole another world up there in the mountains.
I want to come over now.
Absolutely. We'll put you on the invite list for this year. We'll play some golf.
Oh, that would be fabulous. Okay, so I'll be playing better, too, as a result. You talk about hiking.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the San Juan Mountains of Southwest Colorado are probably more often compared to the Alps than they are to the Rockies. They're young mountains, they're very jagged and picturesque, and so there's all kinds of things you can do to get in the mountains. There's hiking right out of town. You know, our favorite, we take our dog up to Bear Creek Falls. It's 2 miles, it's pretty flat actually, and just gorgeous. You know, you wouldn't even think you're in North America up there. And then, of course, you can take Jeep tours or something higher up and hike from there, and really just all kinds of options.
Well, when you just said, you know, when I looked at the picture of Telluride, and I thought of Davos, because it looks like the Alps. It looks like an alpine village inside the bowl. It's just beautiful. It's spectacular. Is it expensive to be there?
You know, it's a resort town. But it's not, you know, we're not up on a level of some of the resorts that have been around a little longer. I don't want to cast any stones or anything, but I'm kind of in the middle of that range. you know, where, you know, it's a resort town and maybe you're going to pay city prices. I think you guys in Hawaii are kind of already used to that,
yes,
that level.
Yes. When you do it, let me ask you this. Is there a way to do like a bed and breakfast?
Yeah, absolutely. There's you know, really a variety of properties in town. There's some great old inns. There's some hotels that have been remodeled. There's everything from really kind of that old school B&B to a standard hotel room, if that's your thing, all the way up to luxury homes and luxury hotel rooms. So you can really find what you need.
Yes, I like it. I like it because everything you said, I want to do.
Excellent.
So what's your celebrity story?
Oh, you know, it's interesting when you ask those questions of me, and I work at the resort, and we do talk about Aspen, where you go to see and be seen, and to tell you the truth, you know, Telluride is where they do come to relax, and they do come, you know, to kind of get off the beaten path, and so I wouldn't say, you know.
I knew it. What happens in Telluride stays in Telluride.
It stays in Telluride. The only thing that I'll give you as a generality is a couple of PGA folks that you may be familiar with.
Okay.
Come out, and one of our chairlifts runs down the middle of the driving range, and you can hear them hitting the chairlift poles, dong, dong, because they're so good, they can hit them off and on again. So, they can hit them consistently. We hit them off and on again. So,
yes,
that's about as much as I can say.
Because you are who you are, the Executive Director of Sales and Marketing at Telluride, Matt Skinner. Thanks. Okay, so which film is going to win the Oscar?
The Oscar?
Best Picture.
We're rooting for The King's Speech. I think I saw some article the other day that out of the movies that premiered at the Telluride Film Festival this year, we have 27 Oscar nominations. We saw The King's Speech. You know, the actors and directors come out and they give talks during the film fest, and so we just really became big fans of that whole crew for The King's Speech, and so we hope for them. We wish them all the best. And all.
Oh, me too. I'm right there with you.
All right. Yeah, it was a good one. Your favorite, too?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Thanks so much for being on the show. We got to wrap it up. You're the best.
We really appreciate you having us, and we hope
absolutely
to see you snow and on the links.
Thank you very much. I'll be there.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Aloha.
You too.
All right. We've got some great matches. I don't want to ruin it if you've DVR'd it. You know, I don't want you to be bummed out because I've told you what the results are. I will tell you that Chris Stroud and Bobby Gates and Scott Kuszewski and Kent Jones and Spencer Levin and Kevin Stadler and Jung-Hoon Kang and Cameron Percy, they're all right at the top. That's one and all tied for two right now at Mayakoba. So they're really going to have a really strong, interesting day there. And that's on the PGA Tour, you know. There's two things happening on the PGA Tour. And the Nationwide Tour is underway. All golf, all the time. But thank you very much to our sponsors for making this show possible. Thank you to Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. They have excellent service, expert knowledge, and work and product. You can depend on Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection. Get the star team on your property, whether you need protection, your shopping center, your neighborhood, an event that you're putting on together. Get Star Protection on your team. You want to join the Star Team? Call Star Protection. Poipu Golf Course. Give them a call, 742-8711, 808-742-8711. For all of the special values and packages, Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. An 8-month greens replacement. It's in fabulous condition. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. We achieve results. Moon Physical Therapy. Go there. See Julie Moon. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.